When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's recording.
Look at your little table. You're the only person that table fits when
I love this table. I'm like, stop looking for a house. I know you can bring the table with you, but I'd love this little setup.
Version to the floor. We are recording in my hole today.
Not your home.
My hole.
Home.
Home. Sorry, is that what it's called?
Yes. Home.
It's called home. A home. And I got home about maybe 120 seconds before Emma arrived, and she saw me. She arrived. I had the Dyson out. I was fluffing pillows. I had the flash going.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Because when I saw you at the door, I thought you were doing like that album thing of like checking out the door. They've arrived, but they haven't started to come in yet. And I was like, give me a chance. I'm fucking get me phone and me keys here. But you were just coming in.
No, I was doing that. I was also doing. Oh, she's arrived. Just wondered. I would open up the door so she doesn't have to knock. To let her know that she's more than welcome into my hearth and home, where all you can see are hair implements and candles.
Welcome. Yeah, well.
I put on some candles for Emma. Wow.
Smells good.
Wow.
Smells good.
Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to but not add value in any way to the conversation. That goes double this week. What are we talking about, Emma?
Shite. Well, I tell you, I'm going to own up to a couple of things now that I'm kind of half... I'm actually mortified, but I feel like let's just get off my chest. And maybe someone else is in the same boat as me.
Safe space. We've got a pot of tea. We're ready to go.
We're talking vanity beauty.
Yes, we were just discussing laser treatments. We were discussing instant fake tans. Yeah.
Yes.
Between ourselves before we started.
Actually, before we start, just to ease me into this now, which was the instant tan that was best? Because I'm an instant tan person as well.
Okay, so I was doing this on my Instagram
because
it turns out that there are many... people like me who can tan almost everywhere, but their shins will not tan. It's like a runway. Will not take the fake tan.
This is insane.
For many reasons. And I've asked both doctors and beauticians about this.
Yeah.
And sometimes your shin is just too close to your skin and it won't take.
Okay.
And for a lot of us, this is my theory anyway. If you get laser.
Yes.
It's going to grip onto sometimes.
Okay.
And if you had an issue with your shins beforehand, you're going to have even more of an issue now. So I can take fake tan everywhere else, but it's always the shins. And I don't want to use developer tan because I find it impossible to get. I feel dirty.
Yeah, I've had a few success stories with it, but if we're talking like doing it for the whole body, like we're going to a wedding,
the
feet, the hands, the shoulders, everything, there's always going to be some part that's just, you know.
Even when I get it done, a proper professional fake tan.
Yeah.
I will inevitably wear the wrong thing there.
Yeah.
That I get home and I'm like, oh, so that shoulder is just gone. I just have a gaping shoulder of blueness sticking yeah. out. There's my avatar-ness coming through. So, and also when you are doing laser, you have to have the fake tan off. Because otherwise the laser won't take.
Yeah.
Because it just thinks it's melanin. That's why you can't go in the sun when you're getting laser. Whether you are a white or a black person. All that kind of stuff. It affects everybody. So I was doing my... And I mean, I've spent a year. I think I've tried every single fake tan on the market. Bar one. It's a Bondi Sands one that I haven't been able to get my hands on. And for me, it is the spray Sally Hansen. Not the cream. One. It has to be the spray one. Put it on yeah. with latex gloves. And you know what, girls? If you want to be a bit dirty.
No.
If you want to be a little bit dirty.
No.
If you just want to give yourself a little bit of a clean. And you've put the Sally Hansen on earlier yeah. that day or the day before. If you don't scrub the legs, it'll stay on. You'll be grand. If you have enough of it
on. I am well aware of this because the few sunny days when I was getting the legs out.
Mm.
And I'd be in the shower. And then I looked down and I saw that it wasn't coming off. And I said to myself, I'm not washing them legs.
Don't wash them.
Don't wash them.
Yeah. And you're kind of sitting there and you're trying to keep, or you're standing, trying to keep your legs out. Because you know if you get one drip and the drip takes because yeah. it's got some soap on it.
Yeah.
And it starts running down. You're like, well, now that's just a snail trail going down my leg. You have to wash them then.
This, with things like this now, you think maybe were we better off keeping the pubes to full bloom? Because they would have caught, the pubes would have caught any... of the suds. So to save your legs.
People, start using that as your advertising campaign. Natural sponge. It'll sponge up all those suds. Sudsy pubes.
Sudsy pubes. Yeah. Now I knew this about the legs. I have the Sally Hansen, but I have the cream.
Nah.
And I don't. Most times when I've gotten a spray tan, it's just too dark. It just, it doesn't look right. I mean, I just want to go from purple to skin colour.
Yep.
I'm not, you know, no one's going to look at me and go, geez, were you away? They're just going to not think I'm a fucking banshee. That's, yeah.
Just won't, don't want, now
and I know. And the bruises. They're out, like, the bruises.
I'm very brown today and I'm probably going to go with the lighter one. But it's just to take the blue away.
Yeah. Take my blue away.
When you look like, when you constantly look like the old woman from the Titanic.
We have the ad. That's the song. Instead of Take My Breath Away, it's Take My Blue Away. It's you on the fucking Titanic as the old woman. Then you're in the shower. You've got the full on pubes catching all the suds.
Can I use a merkin or can I get a pube model stand in?
You can get a pube model stand in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
And how does it finish, I wonder?
How can we audition for that? I'm looking for
it. I don't know. CGI, we'll do CGI. CGI on it. But I knew that about the Sally on the legs.
Listen.
You didn't have to tell me about that.
Do you use the Sally on the legs?
I use it on the legs, but I need to get the spray because at the moment I have the cream, which I'm still lashing on.
Yeah.
But it's maybe what you said about the latex gloves, the bit of heat. I just find it's harder to rub. Or something. It just doesn't go on as nice as the spray. It's not as user. It's not as enjoyable an experience.
Yeah. And then when everyone was like, well, what are you using on the rest of your body? The spray, lads. Just because it says it's for your legs. You can use it everywhere. You can do whatever you want, my friend.
Yeah.
And then scrub a dub dub. And I'm sure that I'm ruining my pores. I do not care. Because I also discovered the other day, and this is brand new, I'm developing a knee wrinkle.
Yes.
The one thing I like about myself is my legs. And I am look at that.
Yeah, do you have great legs?
Look at that. Look at that.
Let's see.
Now I'm really focusing on it there.
Okay.
It's normal.
But yeah, but you've nearly dislocated your knee to show me that. When are you going to be popping your knee back like that?
I might be. You know how weirdly people stand on Instagram to be like, look at them.
No, you've got the leg stand. You're fine.
I am. Lads,
you must have spotted this when a housemate was down giving you something. Sorry, I can't believe I said that. What is it, your leg? That's straight.
Do you know why I spotted? Because I only spotted it because I was looking at my legs constantly with five different fake tans
on
them.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was doing that swatch test that people do for foundation across my legs, across my shins.
Like, for paint on a wall. You're like, I can't buy a house, but I'll do this on my legs.
That's what I was doing. It was like swatching if you're doing paint on a wall just across my legs all last week. I must have had like 24 different fake tans on, just washing and doing whatever. So then that's when I spotted the knee wrinkle. And if anyone has, like, is there a special cream for knee wrinkles? Can I use my neck wrinkle cream? Like, what can I use?
Botox in the knee.
I can't be getting Botox on the knee. That's not good. So there we go. Knee wrinkles. A little splash
while you're getting the Botox done.
So, but I just want a solidarity to anyone who's found a knee wrinkle.
Oh.
Upsetting. Not good. Oh my God, people probably get Botox on their knees.
Well, I know you get it on your armpits, don't you, for a sweat.
For sweating.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they get something. There's something you can do for everything.
I will be Googling that. There's something you can do. Why did you look at me weirdly when you said that?
Because
what are you up to?
I'm thinking, like, will I own up to this now? Okay, I'm gonna get this off my chest, okay?
Come on, Sudsy.
Very vain about this.
Okay.
So, you know the way I get Botox and whatever?
Yeah.
And I go to this place, Facial Rejuve. Now, this is not... I pay for it, right? Yeah. But they gave me one freebie at the start and I was like, I'd gone to other places and it was not good. Mm-hmm. I sent you the pictures.
Oh. We've talked about this before. When they just forgot that Emma had a whole forehead and thought she had a half forehead and they did Botox just above her eyebrows. And then the wrinkles were like a Klingon.
Yeah, it was in my skull. So that's where they went. If you wonder where the wrinkles go when you get Botox, they went into my forehead and skull. I took all of them. But anyway, so I'm very happy with them.
Yeah.
And I go to them, whatever. And then I was looking at their other treatments and they had a treatment for stretch marks, right?
Okay.
So when I like, as a teenager growing up, I never really had... I never really suffered from stretch marks.
You didn't have that growing spurt.
No, but loads of my mates would have had them on their boobs. My boobs didn't grow. My legs didn't grow. You fucking bitch.
Think about why you didn't have stretch marks. You still have the body of a 14-year-old boy.
Why?
She doesn't.
So
she's
I never got... I never really had, like, you know, a few, but like on my bum and sure I can't see back there.
Yeah.
So then when I had Ella, I got loads of stretch marks and I thought I was going to be okay because my mom never got stretch marks.
Yeah.
And see, I think one of the mistakes I made that when I was pregnant, I left my belly button piercing in for a long time. Yes.
Why would you?
Because I was in shock. I was going through a lot of trauma at the time.
And you're like, do you know what's going to distract from the bump? My belly button piercing. So when people look at me and be like, oh, she just got an infection from the belly button piercing. That's all that's going on.
I'm not pregnant.
There.
Just got my belly button pierced. Chill out.
I love it.
I didn't take it out soon enough. I did eventually take it out, but I left it
when
in.
When Ella's arm was coming through it.
Like in fucking Hollis Street, they're like, you're 4 centimetres. Could you take out the belly button ring, please? We have to put the heart monitor on. So yeah, I was rubbing off the heart monitor. So I said, do it, you know what? I'll take out the belly button piercing. But I got stretch marks. So I got stretch marks on my stomach and above my belly button from the fucking belly button ring. And before, look at your face, you're just like, what the fuck? I told you this is a confession. So before this, I had never had any problem with my stomach. Would I have loved like bigger boobs, would have liked a bit of leg, but I never minded my stomach, hence the belly button piercing and the fucking tattoo. Look, that's for another day. Anyway, so then after I was riddled with stretch marks.
Yeah.
And I have never worn... a bikini ever.
No way.
Because I'm riddled with stretch marks, right? So I've never worn a bikini.
Is that why? Because I always wondered, you know, your Love Island sketch from lockdown? The
yes.
Old people at Love Island.
Yes.
Which is just brilliant. I love it. I love when it comes back. It makes me happy on my insides. And you're wearing, and you look fabulous in it. Like you look really, you know,
oh,
you're
yeah.
obviously
okay.
meant to be old people.
Yes.
And I was like, why isn't she wearing a bikini?
I don't own one. Have never owned one.
I don't wear one either.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, is that your
oh,
dog?
Hold on. There's someone on
You're
my
getting
dog.
A delivery. Jesus Christ. In the middle of I poured my hair out here. Who's this now? This Tesco.
Hiya.
Well, come
It is, yes.
Hold on, let's get you something.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's a PR drop. It's a bleeding PR drop.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did you get? What is this?
It's perfect for the timing.
Oh, you television people with your media drops, is it?
Did somebody say?
Just Eat.
Just Eat cupcakes.
Oh! Are they very nice?
They are lovely, aren't they?
With the little bug. Ah, they're very cute. Like them.
Oh! It's their 15th birthday.
This is going to sound like this is planned.
I'll edit it out.
No, leave it in. Your man was nice, wasn't he?
He was actually very nice. He was smiling. He could hear you shouting from the inside.
Oh, they're nice cupcakes.
We can eat those now. Pouring her heart out. Stretch marks never have had a bikini.
Never had a bikini, okay? So when I was younger, when I was like, after I had Ella in my early 20s, I was very conscious about them. Stretch marks. Yeah. I just felt like, oh, I was just so conscious of them or whatever. And, you know, like when being intimate with somebody, very conscious. Obviously, I got over that. I started to get me whole again. I was like, everyone has something. Well over, but I still am conscious of them. So they had this, they have this treatment. It's like a kind of a micro needling thing for your stretch marks. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do that now. Not that I'm going to be wearing like crop tops and shit or whatever. But I was like,
that's all that's in the shops.
I know.
Can you give us a top that just goes down to the hips, lads, please?
I know. But I was like, you know what? This is just something for myself now. I don't think Shane even notices that I'm getting this. Like, it's not that kind of thing. Honest to God, no, it is just for myself. Anyway.
Can I ask what the micro needling is? So it's like those rollers. You micro needle your face.
Yeah, no, but it's a more advanced one now. It's like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same principle of micro needling, but it's a machine that is plugged in.
Yeah.
And like kind of pumps the needles into you.
I've seen a video.
Let me tell you.
I've seen it for the face, not for the...
Oh, people do it on the face. Fucking excruciating. Excruciating, right?
Well, you're continually stabbing yourself in the stomach.
So she's like, can you take it? And she'll put it up on full blast.
Like, do you think some beauticians and beauty experts out there are like, these women are mad into their true crime. We can get them to do any... They will stab themselves. We will get them to stab themselves. They love a bit of true crime. They're going to think they're living out a fantasy, which is not cool. I'm after reading a great book about this. Do you not think that's what...
Well, I did years ago, and I'm talking over 10 years ago, I did get microneedling done, but I only did one treatment because I didn't have any money. And I lost interest like this, you know. But now it's like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to put a little bit of cash aside because as well with going to buy the house, basically, I swear to God, for the last 20 years, I have been so conscious of all the money I've been spending on everything. And I'm not, you know, like I'm not even bullshitting about that. So I was like, do you know what? For the first time in a long time, I'm just going to be totally fucking frivolous with cash and do something that is for me just psychologically.
You do you. Don't have to justify. I know.
Why am I doing this?
You're justifying stabbing yourself. It's fine.
It's
That's what you want
so
to do.
So painful, right? She, very nice, Vicky doing it. She's lovely, which helps. She gives me a stress ball. But the fucked up thing that I found out about myself was I have a stress ball. I'm mashing it into my head. I'm going to say, yeah, fuck off! And then I'm laughing hysterically. And I'm like, yeah, so we booked a holiday for Greece. And hello, fuck you, you dirty slut. I'm so sorry, Vicky. I'm so sorry. Abuse at this woman. Abuse.
Are you actually?
I swear to God. Because when it gets to certain points where you're less fleshy, like your hip bone.
Does it do it on your hip?
Yeah. It goes everywhere.
It's a bone.
Yeah.
You're stabbing yourself with a bone.
I can already see them getting better. It doesn't matter because you're not only is going to see it when it's done anyway. It's only going to be for me.
Are you going to show me?
But I show you.
If you don't show me, what's the point?
I know. But I do it after. But I show you now.
No, let me see.
Now.
Now. She's standing up behind her tiny little table.
Now, I still have marks from getting it done the other day. I have a bodysuit on as well. Is that okay?
You've got a bodysuit on. We've got the window open. My house opens out into the street. She's just after sticking her hand down her pants to open the bodysuit.
Now, see?
Oh my God. See, okay. You've got insane abs. Like, you've got actual abs. The belly button. You're still red.
Yeah. Oh, and like, I only got a couple of days ago. So when you first get it.
Sorry, stay standing. What's that?
I don't even want to talk. I told you we'd talk about the tattoo another day. Nobody sees. No. Why have I just gotten naked in your house? Nobody sees this. We're never recording in your house again.
She feels very comfortable. Very comfortable indeed.
I'm so comfortable, haven't I? But yeah, so.
How? Okay, so I understand. Now,
we all have something though, don't we? You know what I mean? And you know it doesn't matter.
Can you stop talking until she's actually taking her pants
I haven't even seen
down now.
Oh my God. Good luck to you.
When I say that my window is on the street. Shade. And the blinds are open.
Shade is always giving out to me. I think that's why we're up in the attic now. Because I used to be constantly getting undressed with the curtains open. He's just like, oh, putting on a show again, I see. I was like, oh,
whoops. Oh, whoops-a-daisy.
So now in the attic, I can't.
The belly situation.
Yeah.
And there's a friend. I know I'm always saying in these podcasts, there's a friend of mine, but... A lot of, I swear to God, I do actually have friends. It's not just a friend of mine.
She does. But she does. I've met several.
The belly thing after being pregnant.
Yeah.
It's a complete mind melt for people because it is a constant reminder of not only what your body's been through and if some people have had very traumatic births, mm-hmm. but it does feel like you're not yourself. Like it's completely changed your skin.
Yeah.
I have a few friends that had.
Yeah.
Like that have a real issue with it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Some people are really comfortable with it and then some people aren't. It's your own thing.
I know. And I don't mind it on. And like if I saw it on somebody else, I wouldn't think anything of it mm-hmm. because I know, you know, I know what bodies look like pre-babies and post-babies or, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it wouldn't be like a fucking shock to me or whatever. And I wouldn't think anything of it, but I don't know. But look, it's agony.
Are you going to continue with it?
Yeah, I've done two now. So I think I will. But I mean, how many sessions are we talking? Like, are we going into Christmas with this? Like, I don't know.
And what's it meant to do? Is it meant to take away the crappy skin or?
So it basically, it's you damaging your own skin so that your skin repairs itself.
Yes, the collagen. It brings back the collagen. So you.
But like people do it on their face as well. Like I can't imagine doing it on my face.
I've got a roller.
Oh yeah. I mean, we all got a roller. I've done that.
But the, you know, the micro needling roller, it's got spikes on it.
Oh yeah. Did it when I was pissed during lockdown.
I really like it.
I do, but that would take so long.
Yeah, I like it in the evening, but I also do. I've started doing gua sha facial massages.
Oh, the...
Yeah, you do it with the stone.
Trying to tuck your face in.
It doesn't do anything. Like, it definitely doesn't do anything. But what it does do is relax me.
Yeah.
I just like it before bed. And it's the oil I use is like patchouli. And I feel really... And I put on a candle. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, like if I do something like that now. Like, this is how sad my fucking life is. Yesterday, Shane went to Shamrock Rovers match. I tidied the house.
Lovely.
And when I say like it was due a clean, like under the couches, the whole shebang, I basically made myself a third dog with all of the fucking, do you know what I mean? All the fluff and the hair and whatever. And then I went up and I had a shower and I did like, you know, the 20 minute skincare routine.
Oh.
Oh, I was delighted with myself. I could have rode myself. I was just like,
This is why I know that when people say, well, my long skincare routine, some people.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
People don't lash on all their products at the same time. You're meant to like put them on and then let them...
Oh, that's what I do.
What?
I put them on.
And then you let one soak in and then you put on the next one.
Yeah.
All go on my skin.
I do one thing and then I like brush my teeth. I do another thing, go for a wee. I do another thing, clean the sink. Sink always got to be cleaned. Kids just spend, every time they go wash their or brush their teeth every night, they're just hocking golliers into the sink.
Yeah, I know. So you're constantly thinking about the podcast and another thing and another thing and another thing and another thing.
Yeah, I love it.
She might remember the name.
And then I'm disturbed because, honestly, and I'm not even making this up, one of the kids will knock on the door to do an old poo. So then I'll be out in the landing for a little bit, the next bit drying while they're doing that.
Is it better to do it that way? Yeah, it probably is. To let them
There is never going to be a time when there isn't somebody on that bathroom door looking to get in.
Yeah.
Because one's poo routine is in the morning and one's poo routine is at night.
You got to get them more fiber at the right time.
I'm hoping during the summer that their shits will be in sync.
Okay. You can sync them up. Gotcha.
Yeah. Just so I would have to clean the bathroom once a day. So anyway...
How messy are your boys? It's like a dirty protest.
No, it's just, you know what I mean.
It's not what Bobby Sands envisaged. I'm going to be...
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, just the usual.
Is there another thing that you were...
Oh, God, yeah, there's another thing. Oh, my God, this one is bad. This is actually bad.
Because I think that you, again, you think your stomach thing is...
Well, this second one is bad.
Okay. You're getting colonic.
So, no. So, I can't show you this. I can't.
You can't show me.
I can't show you this. I'll draw the line at this, okay? So, do you know the way I was
like...
I locked that door. Where's that delivery guy with the cupcakes? So, you know the way I was always like, oh, my feet, hate my feet or whatever. Okay, major reason why I hate my feet... is one of my big toes. I've no nail. I have booked in to get a pedicure and I haven't told them yet that I'm missing a nail. How can someone from listening just tell them? Because I didn't know how to... So I showed them my gammy finger that the biob got ripped off.
Okay, so just in case anyone doesn't know, for some reason, both myself and Emma, you know the way women sync up?
Yeah,
nails have done that. So... Yeah.
Fingernails.
I got the allergic reaction to the shellac and it was really bad and really disgusting. It's getting better.
It really is. I'm surprised at how quickly as well.
Like it's really clearing up, but it was so disgusting. But
it was just the whole nail.
Yeah. Everything that was gone. Really gross. And she arrives one day and her nail is ripped off. It's just not there. It looks so sore and so disgusting. Like it's gone.
It's growing up now, but I had the biab and I think it was when I was doing boxing. I bashed it off something, boxing, and then I just kept hitting it all the time. And I hit it off I was putting clothes into the washing machine and it basically got fully ripped back. And I'm so sore and I had to cut it off.
What a modern woman's life. I was busy boxing and then straight home to do the cleaner. Straight home. That's what happened.
I've now booked a pedicure because I'm like, Emma, this is getting ridiculous. Now, I know they do rebuild nails and stuff, but I haven't told them yet that I have no toe on one of my big toes. I have no nail on one of my big toes.
What happened to your toenail?
It just went manky.
And what, fell off?
Yeah.
When was this?
God. I mean, time is such an abstract concept, isn't it?
Like, if you're talking linear time, whereas you could be talking, you know, Slaughterhouse-5 times, it's circular
not
time.
It's not recent.
Did you get one of those infections in your toe? Did you get, like, did it have...
Yeah, but the nail is gone.
The nail, like, bed, the nail is gone.
Got rid of the nail. And I was like, I know your toenails...
What do you mean
toenails.
You got rid of the nail? It's...
Well, like,
you bring
I did
it to
a treatment and you...
Shop?
No, you...
Get that in the charity bag. I don't want that anymore.
You get a treatment and you, like, you basically file it off.
You did that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Imagine sharing a bed with me.
You filed off your whole nail.
Yeah, but like, I know it was fucked. The whole thing was fucked.
But it didn't grow back.
No, I don't know if it will. I think it might, but I think it's going to take a bit of time. But it's not by this summer.
But you can't get a pedicure.
I know, but can she not just stick a nail on it? Can somebody actually tell me now? Because I'm booked in for Saturday, so please very quickly get in touch and let me know about this.
If pennies don't have
toenails. No, but can she not stick on a nail?
I'm sure she... You know I don't know anything about this stuff. I haven't...
I thought
clue.
They could build up a nail. Like Build-A-Bear. You know the way the kids go to Build-A-Bear? You could build a nail.
All I can think of is Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm... in a fucking hack, okay? Anything that you can't see, like if you think my head is in a hack, imagine what's going on underneath all of my clothes.
Is this you moving towards showing off your feet?
I just want to be able to fucking look at them. No, actually, to be honest, I don't mind them too much, but I mean, I'm just trying to grow up. And I'm just trying to grow up.
And you feel if you build a nail, that's it. You're going to be fine. When are we ever going to grow up? Because we're in and around midlife. And I'm why do we... And it never stops. I'm like, my mother was just so much more mature at this age.
You see, like, yeah.
Or did she sit around with her friends going, well, you know, the belly button piercing that I got there in the midlife crisis? And we just don't know. Because they don't tell us anything and they're much more private people.
Maybe. Yeah. I just feel like I've been focusing on different things. And I just, like, I wore Docs to the Gossies. Miriam, this has to stop. To the Gossies. Search the Gossies from this year. You will not see a picture of me because I'm the only person that rocked up wearing fucking Docs.
One day
Even Tommy was wearing fucking high heels. Like,
I'm just expecting you one day to go full, like, to you, for you to show up in a pair of high heeled Docs, like for us to get a can of Bachelor's baked beans, color them in Doc color and just stick them to the end. So I can be like, look, I'm in high heels, everybody. Look at me.
So I'm just trying, look, I feel I want to thank you and the podcast for just letting me get that off my chest. I hope I haven't alienated people. I hope people will still listen in again next week. But I want to thank you. If this is the last time you listen, I completely understand.
If you've ruined this podcast, we're finally getting into the flow of something good. We do one podcast from the comfort of my hole.
And I'm stripping.
Stripping.
Oh, this is what happens to me. Like, every time I go down to my mom's house, I'm constantly taking it off my clothes. I'm like, come here, have a look at this. You used to be a nurse over 20 years ago.
That doesn't matter. That does not matter.
I don't mind showing her bits though.
If you have a parent
who's
been a healthcare professional,
yes,
you're very slow to go to a doctor. Because you go home, they've got augmentins that's 23 years old. And they're like, that's grand. Don't worry about it. Those things don't go up. Pop it. And you be grand. And next thing you feel better.
Well, yeah, because when Ella broke her finger, I did say to her, go on down to Margie there. Ella broke her finger there last week.
Yes.
In work. But I was like, because we were like, it wasn't out of shape or anything like that. But I was like, I reckon it's broken. I think she just wanted to find out. Just to know, you know, another way you'd be like, I want to know if this is broken or not. But they're not going to put it like a baby finger in the cast. But I was like, go down to Margie there. I was like, she'll make you a little splint. And she's like, yeah, but she won't have the stuff. And I was like, you don't know her like I do. She'll make a fucking splint.
She'll have that magnum eaten in 3 seconds. There's your little piece of wood. She'll have you sorted. I'm telling you. She will have. She doesn't even need a tongue depressor. She'll need two magnums. That's the size of a tongue depressor. She's good to go.
Your hand will be elevated for 30 seconds and you'll be done. You'll be grand. I was like, all right, you want to go to hospital? But yeah, it's. But then was everyone's mom a nurse? I'm pretty sure.
Everyone's mom had some sort of.
Or their auntie training. Was. So their mom got enough info off the auntie to kind of be a nurse.
Yeah. And it is the case of, you know, with the sort of internet groups and or the WhatsApp groups and everyone yes. asking everything.
Yeah.
That is just you. That's just your mom when you were younger.
Yeah.
To this day, if there's something wrong with me, I'll wait until it's Thursday and I can drive home to my mom and I could have a leg hanging off and I'll get her opinion before I go to a doctor.
Yeah. You see, I should really get, do you know what? I should probably get more into the chat groups about my stretch marks and about my foot. I just haven't gotten the time. I will read reviews of things. That totally sways me like a fucking teacher.
But do you know what? What kills me now is yeah. these reviews and the more I'm getting into reading about things like AI.
Yeah.
It's all fake. So now if you have a thing, you can just go on to AI and you'll be like, okay, I want 100 reviews, 75 good.
Oh, they know to really give it bad. A little sprinkling.
And so this is what places are doing. And I'm like, I really need the real reviews. So therefore, I'm starting to understand more and more
yes.
why people will say, is this any good on Instagram? Rather than, because I'm a read the review. I'm like, yes. Google it and then read the review. But if you can't trust reviews anymore, and if your mom can't tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, now I get where people are putting those question box up going, is this any good?
Yes.
But I'm very, because when the nail thing happened.
Yeah, you got answers, didn't you, from Instagram?
They were great. But I was kind of saying what I did, but I went to the pharmacist and it was very embarrassing. You're just like, oh my God, I feel disgusting. I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting. They're going to judge me. And as soon as you go in, they're like, we're seeing this all the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They're like, we're seeing this all the time, all the time.
Yeah.
And they were like, you probably need to go. So this is what's going on, but you might need a bigger dose. So you should probably go to your GP, but I can give you this to tide it over. And the thing totally and utterly works. They were
Did your
brilliant.
Pharmacist do pedicures as well? Because that just sounds.
They were amazing. Okay. Like. Because I
sounds like what I need.
I did send him in with pictures first because I was like, I cannot show.
You did not.
I did, yeah. I was like, I
After
can't.
After him give you sent. Anyway, that's enough of that. Come here, bring these pictures down to the pharmacist.
I gave him and he had to go in with pictures because I was too embarrassed.
Yeah, no. Well, here, look who you're telling.
And then people were asking me, and they were like, well, what are you? Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what you, because I feel I'm not, if my mother said to take this thing, I would tell everyone, I'd be like, this is what Mary thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when it's me and I've gotten actual medical advice from a proper pharmacist, I still wouldn't feel confident in being like, this is what you should be using.
I know.
I'm like, you have to go to your pharmacist. But then about 10 people came back to me and they were like, I went to my pharmacist and told me to use tea tree. I was like, ah, here. So I was telling them what I've
been given. The pharmacist is actually great for asking questions because I sent
Ella. They're brilliant.
I sent Ella to the pharmacist first with her mad finger. I said, ask the pharmacist what they think before you go booking the doctor. Now the pharmacist did say, you need to go to the fucking doctor. I was like, well, there you go. The pharmacist said it. You have to go.
But it's the preliminary free advice.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And I think we started relying on them so much during COVID.
Definitely.
Because it was the only outlet. It was.
Yeah.
We were in the chemist every day.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh my God.
Is this a good concealer? And they're like, I'm a pharmacist.
Why did I tell you what my pharmacist said to me the other day? I was going to.
Did you pull up your stomach?
Yeah, I pulled up my stomach. And she's like, please put your clothes back on. I was like, I'm wearing a bodysuit again. Jesus. And I wear a lot of bodysuits. And the amount of times I go places and they have to mic you up. And they're like, do this. And you're like, no, bodysuit. An Amazon show, bodysuits all around. Anyway, I went to the pharmacy. What was I getting? I don't know, my pill or whatever. And it was before Beyond the Pale, I think.
Yeah, the festival.
My pharmacist said to me, she goes, all dressed up. And I went back and said to Shane, I was like, that cheeky bitch. And you know I know who you are. And I had no problem outing you. And Shane's like, I was like, what's that all about? I was like, I'm just wearing like a dress. I was like, it's very hot outside. And Shane was like, yeah, but maybe she's talking about how you usually look when you go in there. And I was like, oh, fuck off. And I was like, that's totally what it is. Because you know when I turn up and meet you, I was like, sorry, went to the gym 4 hours ago. I haven't had a shower yet. That's me in the pharmacy.
I just about, she doesn't
no
have
wonder
that.
My nails are fucking falling off around me. Maybe if I exfoliated my skin, I wouldn't have the fucking stretch marks.
Because during COVID, that was it. We were all just going in with our top knot. And you were worried that the guards were going to pull you over if you weren't wearing a tracksuit. You'd be like, I'm on my walk. So the pharmacy are so used to seeing sweaty heads.
Yeah, you've no shame with them now. You're like, you know me well enough.
No, I went in to get something one day and I stopped in the middle of my run and I said, how are you? And I was like, and they were like, yeah, come back to us in 15 minutes. I said, great, finish my 2K and I'll come back. Big sweaty head, middle of it, big sweaty head in the end. And she was like, I was trying to ring it. There, you know, we don't have it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. Yeah. And then I went in a few days later from work.
Yeah.
And like that, she was like, big change.
Cheeky fuckers.
I think it's, but they're so, because
but
it
they,
is.
Come on. They had a bit of crack during COVID. Do you remember when they were kind of doing the hatch thing and you couldn't go in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I remember one day I was getting fucking Anusol tampons and me pill. Like the full course. And she's, sorry, what'd you say? I was like, you fucking heard me. You just want me to say that again now. There's a crowd here.
What's Anusol again?
Anusol is for piles. Also very good under your eyes. Wouldn't recommend. Well, don't take my word for it. But I have used Anusol on my face 100%.
Did your mother recommend it? Did she give it the okay?
Oh, I don't know. But I would say if you get a kind of a spot where it's like, it's a bit of a bump. It's a bit of a, there's something in this. But Anusol.
Because... You know,
swelling.
When we...
I don't make a habit of it. But
you know, when we used to read teen magazines?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Sugar, Bliss, and then you'd go on to Cosmo and Elle and
yeah,
whatever.
Big girl ones.
And they'd always say hemorrhoid cream. For, Naomi Campbell uses hemorrhoid cream for under her eyes.
Yeah.
Is that what I need to do? What is it? Preparation H? Is that something?
Yeah, well, it's Anusol.
Anusol?
Yeah.
Under the eyes.
Now, somebody would probably get in touch and say, don't, it's fucking awful. But like, if it doesn't burn your arsehole off, I mean, I'm sure it's fine. The skin of your arsehole is very similar to under your eyes, I would imagine. It is! Feel under your eyes, now feel your arseholes. Go on, Gemma, I got naked. You fucking contribute as well. Feel under your eyes and feel your arsehole.
For anyone who's listening in a car now and you're stopped at a traffic light and it's a very hot day and you've got the window down and there's someone walking by heading into Centra just going, what's wrong with that person in the car? What's wrong with that woman? What sort of porn is she listening to?
Skin.
Unbelievable work.
Oh, well, no, I'd say your arsehole's a bit tougher, actually, in fairness. I take that back.
Think of what has to happen there.
Yeah, maybe just a little dab. I've 100% used Anusol under my eyes, though.
What's it meant to do? Contract?
Well, the puffiness, the swelling. Because if you think of what Anusol does.
So that'd be good for the morning time.
100%.
Oh,
I've got it right now. Oh no, I'm honestly truth.
I'm telling
the truth now.
I think that I might try that. So this has been a bit of madness.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it though. I think it's just I'm so relaxed now. Like, and I probably said, do I say I'm pissed?
No,
okay,
you normally
grand.
Sound more pissed, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
okay, cool.
It's fine. You've had a bit of a workout. It's been good fun.
Yeah,
good crack.
I feel a weight's lifted, guys.
I do have a little bit of a recommendation.
Oh yeah,
this
let's
week.
Hear it.
This is for book people because I mentioned it there that there was a book that I'd read.
Yes.
It's called My Murder by Katie Williams. And this takes place just in the near distant future.
Yeah.
Whereby people who have been murdered can be brought back to life. They're cloned from the person. And this group of women who have been murdered by the serial killer are all brought back, but they can't remember the moments around their murder.
Oh.
So they're kind of living this temporal life where it's like, is this real? Is this not real? And they're all in a support group. And it's really interesting about how we consume true crime because they're famous.
Yes.
Right? They're victims of this serial killer, these female victims
they're
of serial killer.
They're celebrities.
They're celebrities and they're back and they're trying to go back and live their lives. And it's how we consume true crime, what it actually means. And the fact that it's entertainment for people because their lives are turned into this other thing. And then there's a mystery at the heart of it as well. A thriller in the middle of it. Excellent. Really enjoyed
Sounds
it.
Sounds good.
If you're looking for a book. I also have about 8 other books to recommend. All thrillers at the minute. Catherine Ryan Howard's one. It's not coming out until August, so I won't talk about that until then. It's brilliant. So that's my, if you're looking for something to read, a little beach read, little, if you're thinking about getting microblading. They're all stabbed to death in this. No, they're not. I don't know how they're murdered, but stabby.
Emma. If I could have the microneedling and then be cloned back into myself, that would be ideal.
So no, pre the microneedling situation, kneading situation.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to recommend? You're bed into Love Island.
I'm bed into Love Island. I love it. I mean, this is the first series I've watched in a long time. I do love it. I'm watching Black Mirror as well. Just thought of it when you were giving your book recommendation. It's good, I have to say, because I've watched all of the series and there was a couple there that were a bit meh. So far, so good. Very much enjoying it.
I can't watch Black Mirror. It's too true to life.
I had forgotten. I was like, oh, I forgot how depressing this is.
Yeah.
It is depressing, but I do like it.
Very true to life.
So that's what I'm doing. And
there you go.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
That's it for us. We might have a theme next week because I don't know what just happened there. We hope you're having a lovely week. If you have the window down and you're listening to this, I apologize.
I don't. We need to get talking, guys. Ourselves and eyelids. That's what we need to be talking about. I'm absolutely sick of this ADHD thing. Let's get something new. Let's talk about nails and arseholes. Thanks so much for listening. Rate, review, subscribe. I'm going to be in Finglas in September. I'm going to be in Waterford. And I'm going to be a few other places. Limerick as well. Going back to Limerick because Limerick was so successful. And sorry, that sounds sarcastic. It was. I'm going back. And I'm going on holidays in August. Delight with myself. And doing all the festivals and all that shite. So that's it for me. I'm going to see if I can scab a few of these cupcakes off. Mirren.
Do you want to plug our actual podcast show now?
Yes. 27th of August.
All About Emma.
Cork Opera House. We asked them for a smaller room because we were like, this
no
is
one's going to come.
Well, no, I think as well, it's our first ever podcast show. We were like, can we just kind of, you know, do it to like a select safe group first?
Essentially, I wanted to pull out.
Wanted to pull out. No, but I think like, let's kind of have a safe space. Yeah. But no, I'm
considering she is going to pull down her pants, open her body top and show you everything at the podcast. So it's all
have
there.
A look. Take a look at me.
We're going to talk about the tattoo next week. I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Dorn.
And this was...
And Another Thing. Ding, ding.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.